Never before has the Washington legislature had a transgender lawmaker, but one of the candidates for Seattle's 43rd House District is Dani Aschini, founder of Seattle's Gender Justice League. She told me her vision goes well beyond transgender issues, but if she won, it would be significant for other trans people.
You know, this seat was held by Cal Anderson, who was the first openly gay man to run for office in Washington State. And so it is a historic seat. Brady Walkinshaw was the first openly LGBT person of color. And I think that I want to continue that trend. It will have a great meaning, especially in this time when there are extremists that are attacking the trans community. I think it sends a strong signal about the values of the 43rd, that people are able to look past the fact that I'm a transgender person, to really look at the policies that I'm standing for and that I'm a fighter. And I've fought some of the toughest fights on some of the toughest issues and really won significant victories for our community. And I'm going to continue to do that on a lot of issues.
What's the top reason you want to be a state lawmaker?
I think that we need a bold progressive fighter in Olympia to fight for issues of affordability, both for small businesses, also renters, and just generally Capitol Hill, Wallingford, the U District are facing affordability crises. We have the highest percentage of college students that are living in poverty in the U District, and actually in the United States of all big cities, Seattle has the highest percentage. And so affordability is the biggest issue that I think we're facing in the 43rd.
Do you have any stance on Capitol Hill, preserve it or gentrify it, develop it, keep it, that whole maelstrom?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's partly about smart development. I mean, we've seen there are things, I worked really hard to address the increase in hate crimes that have happened in Capitol Hill. And certainly many in the community have tied that to gentrification and a shift in the population on Capitol Hill. I think we have to be smart about development, and we have to make sure that we match changes in development with social services that really meet the needs of people that are living in the 43rd.
What's something surprising about you that most people don't know about you?
I grew up in the foster care system. Most people don't know that. I experienced homelessness as a young person and ended up in the foster care system, and that created an opportunity for me. Not everybody experiences the foster care system the way that I did. And I was able to get a tuition waiver to go to school, and that was, you know, government working for someone.
Tell me more about how you're foster care experience shaped who you are as a would-be lawmaker.
You know, I was homeless in Maine, which Maine is pretty rural. Portland, Maine doesn't have a lot of resources, especially for young people. And so I, you know, lived on the streets for about a year, close to a year, couch hops, slept on in friends' basements. And my experience of having to fight to get into foster care taught me a lot about the ways that our systems are broken and not structured well. And I had champions. I had a lot of people who really fought hard for me to get into the system and then to make sure that I continued in school. I had an incredible vice principal at my high school who she fought for like 6 months to make sure I got into foster care. And what I saw is that while one person can't do everything, they can make really substantial change in people's individual lives. And that informs the work that I've always done, which is work on broad policy issues, but also make sure to take time to take care of individual people in my community.
Well, what do you want to do about Washington State's social services system as it affects kids?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of issues that we really need to look at. So foster youth have one of the highest dropout rates in Washington State schools, and that's something that critically needs funding. Overall, the foster care system is woefully underfunded. You know, the shooting that happened in the jungle, a piece of the story that a lot of people have missed out is that those three young people were all in foster care. And that is, to me, a demonstration that the foster care system is not working, that it's broken. So I think we really need to take a hard look at whether giving big corporations tax breaks is as important as ensuring that young people have opportunities to thrive in our communities and have opportunities to become productive members of society, go to school, get jobs, start small businesses, become entrepreneurs. And I think that that will take a fighter, a champion who's gone through that system, who knows the benefits of it, and who has fought really tough fights and will stand up for people. And that's something that I hope to bring to Olympia to fight for young people.
Dani Aschini runs the Gender Justice League in Seattle, and she's one of the candidates for an open seat in the 43rd District of the Washington State House. That's Seattle, including the neighborhoods of Capitol Hill, Wallingford, and the University District.